Ginny, it's 5:40. Go join the party. Have some champagne. You're making me feel like Ebenezer Scrooge.
Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bone in his, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that ain't it. Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Nah, hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. What are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know, Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy. Hey, man.
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too. Man.
No,
yeah, he's
man.
A good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen. Once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Wow. Typical freaks.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Yeah, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah, no, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big chopping bag, and then they used to take the chopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Well, that's it, man. Yeah, that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man. You know, it was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. Used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like Chicago, LA, Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got him off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
yeah,
man.
It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Yeah. Oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Hey, but you want to see his disguise, man? Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about,
man. Yeah,
man.
I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey,
man.
Wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure, man?
Come to me. good today, Fred. Remember, Santa comes tonight, and he knows who's been naughty and who's been nice.
And because he's a girl, I'm definitely a bad girl.
Tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, we're bringing you a headbanging Esquivel Christmas in August with Beatles Christmas messages. We began the set with Billy May and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer Mambo, and then one of our three features of the evening, that crazy Mexican composer, producer, arranger, genius, Esquivel, and White Christmas. And then the Toy Waltz. Followed that with Chicha and Chong and Santa Claus and His Old Lady. And then the Morbid Tabernacle Choir was in there with Here We Come a Carolin, and finish things off with a selection from our third feature of the evening. That was Billy Gibbons, Dave Grohl, and Lemmy from Motorhead with Run Rudolph Run from the album We Wish You a Metal Xmas and a Headbanging New Year. Well, why don't we continue our exploration of music that's going to be highly relevant in just 4 months from now. And I think we're going to use some Japanese music. Here's a piece from the Japanese band Denki Groove, and then we're gonna hear another one of those crazy extended pieces from the Beatles. Actually, their last Christmas message, the one in from 1969. And you know, at the beginning, they're all there working on these things together, handing the mic around. And then as the years go by, they begin to become more individual pieces. And finally, in this 1969 one, they're each just doing their own thing separately. And, well, all that and more. Starting off here with Denki Groove and A Christmas Night in Tokyo, here on WMFO in Medford.
We got a mighty nice present for you too, Miss Dresden. a nice present for you too, Miss Drysdale.
So big. I mean, so nice.
Everything back, all the food for the feast, and he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast.
This holiday season, for 249,000 lambs, 8 million pigs, and 750 million chickens, there will be no presents, no warm family gatherings, no happy new year. Please, give animals worldwide the greatest gift of all. Go vegetarian. Happy holidays from PETA.
McCartney, on behalf of Rad, if you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm gonna
be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Now, you lads, have you just shouted Happy Christmas for us into this tape?
Hey? Happy Christmas?
Yeah. Got one, two, and three.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you, same to you. Happy Christmas.
With your wife Yoko, do you have any special thoughts for Christmas?
Well, Yoko, it is Christmas, and my special thoughts, of course, tend towards eating.
All right, so eating. Well, what do you like to eat?
Well, I'd like some cornflakes prepared by Parisian hands, and I'd like it blessed by Hare Krishna mantra.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
Have a jolly new year.
Make sure that Christmas
comes once a year.
Yes, happy new year.
All the best.
This is George Harrison saying happy Christmas. Happy Christmas. 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 Happy. Happy.
Oh, good evening to you, gentlemen. Good evening to you, gentlemen. Happy to be here. Good evening to you, gentlemen. I fear. Good evening. coming to one and all. I hope you will enjoy the coming sports day of our life is Mama's little boy.
So how do you like the garden here?
I think it's simply splendid. I'm overwhelmed by its sanctuary.
So, you don't mind this high gates and things? I mean, the wall, the surround.
Oh, I always loved the high walls. The Elizabethan high wall is something I've always loved. You see?
Yes.
Lady?
That I hope everybody listening to this has a very happy time at Christmas and has a good, fortunate, lucky new year, and a good time to be had by all.
To come, we've had the swinging 60s, and I was wondering, Mrs. Lennon, how you saw your place in the 70s.
I think it'll be a quiet, peaceful 70s, hopefully.
You think there's going to be peace, do you?
Yes, and freedom.
I see.
Freedom of mind and everything.
I see. Really nice.
Everybody will just be flying around, you know.
Everybody will just be flying around, you see. You understand that?
The air is so crisp and all that. And just there's something
deep
about
deep and
it.
Crisp and even.
And
brightly
sort of,
shone the moon last night.
Like strange magic, you know, just slowing down the process of our thinking.
Has been of you. Oh, well. Good King Wenceslas last looked out on the feast of Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
New Year. Take two.
Happy Christmas.
John.
You're cold.
John.
Happy Christmas.
It's warm and nice and comfy. It is good.
AC. DC.
Let's put the light on the tree.
Dear, you pass me the light, and I'll stick it on the tree.
Merry Christmas, 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 Merry just a plug for the film, Ken. Try and keep it on. This is Ringo saying a Merry Christmas to everybody and a very Happy New Year.
I'd like a big teddy.
I'll get you a think-think teddy then.
Oh, thank you, Mommy.
Good boy, John.
Oh, yes, Mommy, I will. As long as you get me a teddy bear.
A
teddy bear? And a train set.
A melting train set, then.
And a man on the moon that goes on the moon and down to the moon.
An ice cream moon.
That's right. And lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots.
They told me our newborn king to see, our finest gifts we bring to lay before the king. This is to honor him. When we come, baby Jesus, I am a poor boy too. I have no gift to bring that's fit to give a king. But may I play for you on my drum? The mother Mary nodded. The ox and lamb kept time. I played my drum for him. I played my best for him. Then he smiled at me. Me and my drum.
Now, what have you learned from your visit to Christmas past?
That life is cruel and the only way to survive is to be as selfish as possible.
Oh, yeah! Grandma got ran over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, so she stumbled out the door into the snow. When they found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, there were hoofprints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got ran over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as won't need Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got ran over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me, Grandpa, we believe.
Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, we're bringing you a headbanging Esquivel Christmas in August with Beatles Christmas messages. We began with the Japanese band Denki Groove and a song called Christmas Night in Tokyo. And then we heard some public service messages from PETA urging you to go vegetarian in your holiday meals, as well as everything else you eat. And then Paul McCartney and Rad talking about not driving drunk. And then we heard the Beatles Christmas message from 1969 to their fans. Or should I say the Beatles Christmas messages. Certainly that piece predominantly featured John Lennon and Yoko Ono, their own crafted pieces, as well as each of the Beatles on their own, a special message to each of their fans. And thanks again to Chuck Yu for originally providing me with that whole compilation. Johnny Cash was also in the mix with his version of The Little Drummer Boy. And we finished things off with yet another selection from We Wish You a Metal Xmas and a Headbanging New Year. That was Billy Sheehan, Bob Kulick, Greg Bissonette, Tracy Guns, and Stephen Piercy of Rat with their version of Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Well, we've got time for one last set before actually Chase Carson does not come on this evening with the Time Tunnel. Rhythm and blues, soul, funk, dance, and disco from back in the day. Oh no, you're going to have to wait one more week to hear a new version of that, because Chase's son, his airplane flight got changed, and you know, well, family comes first. So, let's begin that final set with, well, some jazz, in fact. Here's Les Brown and his band of renown with Let It Snow. Yeah, Let It Snow in August here on the Tears of the God sound collage on WMFO in Medford.
Christmas miracle. Thank you.
Christmas, for goodness sake. Think about the baby Jesus. Up in that tower letting his hair down. So that the three wise men can climb up and spin the dreidel and see that there's 6 more weeks of winter.
Outside.
Oh, I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Hey, beautiful, what's your hurry?
Daddy will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
So really, I better scurry.
Oh, beautiful, please don't hurry.
Or maybe just a little bit more.
We'll put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Yeah, but it's bad out there.
Hey, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
This bed.
I'll take your hat, your hair.
Oh,
swell.
To say no, 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 sir.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Don't hold out, baby, it's cold outside.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
But maybe just a few minutes more.
I never saw such a blizzard
before. Oh, I've got to get home.
But baby, you're gonna freeze out there.
Hey, I need a comb.
What's up to your knees out there?
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me? Lifelong sorrow.
At least there'll be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and died,
I really can't stay.
Get over that old doubt, baby. It's cold.
What are the holidays coming to when you can't even bribe a friend to help a friend who screwed that friend over?
Christmas tree.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from TV shows, movies, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. This evening, our theme's been a head-banging Esquivel Christmas in August with Beatles' Christmas messages to their fans. That last set, well, we began with Les Brown and his band of renown. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh yeah, baby. And then we heard from Dave Brubeck and, well, a traditional song known by many names, including Green Sleeves and What Child Is This? And then we heard from Brian Setzer and Anne Margaret collaborating together on Baby, It's Cold Outside. And then brothers Bob and Bruce Kulick and a couple of their friends rocking around the Xmas tree from our third feature of the album of the evening, the album We Wish You a Metal Xmas and a Headbanging New Year. Well, thanks so much for tuning in this evening. And as I mentioned earlier, if you're a fan of Chase Carson and the Time Tunnel, which I am as well, yeah, you know, the show with classic soul, funk, dance, disco, rhythm and blues. Well, unfortunately, Chase's son had his airplane flight today, and that got kind of mucked around, so Chase is taking care of his son. So, sorry you're going to miss out on his excellent show from 10 p.m. until midnight this week, but he sends his love and expects to be back again next week. Boy, you know, this has been a fun show and a bunch of high-energy music in some places. But it's also just made me think about how things are going by pretty quickly. Yeah, it's just 4 months. 4 months and a few days away from Christmas. The beginning of school's coming up. A week and a half or so, 2 weeks. And then it's going to be Halloween and Election Day, Thanksgiving, and then Christmas. Really? In the new year of 2017, right around the corner, inaugurating our next American president. All that and more coming up. Well, I'm going to go outside right now and enjoy. Well, yes, let's get going on. I'm going to go outside pretty soon and enjoy those frogs and those crickets that are still out there in this August evening. And I hope you do too. And I hope you're back again next week to join me for another sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Oh yeah, baby. We're Tufts Freeform Community and sometimes Educational Radio.